Wondering what to do with that catalog of Civil War coins you got this year from Cousin Bob? Well, you're in luck. In late December, publishers released their next wave of bestseller hopefuls in anticipation of those out there who might be inclined to return, say, a hardback volume entitled 365 Ways to Cook Ground Beef. We asked some of North Carolina's independent bookstore owners to tell us what we should pick up for the new year.
Well, this is Peter Mock, and I work out at Farrington Village at McIntyre's Fine Books. And got some books that we'd like to recommend to folks who have gotten books that they would like to return after Christmas. The first one we have is a mystery for anybody who's tired of the same old John Grisham, the Patterson stuff, and they want to get something well-written with good characterization, strong plots and all. And I'd like to recommend Henning Mankell's Before the Frost. That's HennengMankell. And his book is called Before the Frost, set in Sweden, one of my favorites of the year. Next book I'd like to recommend is one called In Praise of Slowness, Challenging the Cult of Speed by Carl Honoré. And this is a very interesting book, especially for the holidays where everything is so hectic. And this is all about just slowing down, you know, the speed of life and just enjoying things a little bit more. Next one is one called Suburban Safari, A Year on the Lawn by Hannah Holmes. And this is all about the world under your feet. As you're cutting your grass, the ants, the worms, the crickets, everything that goes on in the world under your feet, on your lawn. This is a woman who, she bought her first house, and she was looking out the window, and she's watching some robins. And she noticed them day after day doing the same thing. And she slowly started becoming more aware of everything that was going on in her yard. And the next one is one called Case Histories by Kate Atkinson. And this is a literary mystery, a series of long, unresolved crimes where the detective becomes inextricably involved in the victim's lives. And this is one of our favorites here, and our customers have been raving about this for a year.
I'm Linda Barrett-Knopp. I'm the general manager and senior book buyer from Malaprop's Bookstore Cafe, and we're located in Asheville, North Carolina. When people bring back books after Christmas that seem to have been misses as far as being what they wanted, I tend to look at what they brought back and see if it's a book that's a political book that seems to be very partisan in one way or another. I might steer them towards something that's on the lighter side of politics, like The Onion, who has a new book, Embedded in America, which is a satirical look at the news that occurred this year. Another book I'd recommend would be Susanna Clarke's Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, which takes place in the early 19th century. It's a book fans of The Historian or other kind of meaty 19th century English books, I think they would like this very much, and it would appeal to almost anybody, I think. Another favorite book that I think is a very safe book, but also very much worth its time, is Diana Gabaldon's Outlander. It's the first in a book in a series that now has 6 books. The latest one that came out this year is A Breath of Snow and Ashes. And the latest book takes place in the mountains of western North Carolina, right before the American Revolution, and deals with the clashes between the newly settled Scottish Highlanders in the mountains of western North Carolina and the Cherokee and other peoples that have been settled there for a while. It's really great historical fiction as well as an interesting look at what was happening in North Carolina right before the Revolution.
Hi, my name is John Valentine. I'm co-owner of the Regulator Bookshop. And the first is a book called The Beatles, the biography by Bob Spitz. And with the anniversary of John Lennon's death, there were dozens of Beatle books that came out. This book is 900 pages long, and it's proved to be the best of all the Beatles biographies. He went and did exhaustive research and analyzed some of the older interviews that turned out to be bogus that the Beatles had supposedly given, and it's perfect for some time off after the holidays. At 900 pages, you're not going to read it in one sitting. It's going to be an enjoyment you're going to read for a while. Another book that just came out the week before Christmas that many people are waiting for is Haven Kimmel's new book called She Got Up Off the Couch, and other heroic acts from Moreland, Indiana. Haven's now a Durham girl, and her book, A Girl Named Zippy, was a number one New York Times bestseller. And so this continues the story of Zippy through her preteen and teenage years. And it's written in Haven's very special style of wordplay and honesty and making the very normal things in life seem very special. Great dialogue. And I think this is a book that people didn't even know existed during the Christmas rush. But now it's out, and that'll be fun to have around.
My name is Kay Grismer. I'm from the Country Bookshop in downtown Southern Pines. In fiction, Kazu Ishiguro, who wrote Remains of the Day, wrote a book this year called Never Let Me Go. It's a story of friendship and love of three school friends in England and their shared destinies. The less you know about this book, it's fiction, the less you know about it, the better off you'll be. It is a book that will certainly generate a lot of discussion. Another author who just has a book out this year, Jonathan Latham, whose book this year was Men in Cartoons, his stories. He also wrote Fortress of Solitude. You might want to go back and look at his book Motherless Brooklyn. It's a classic detective novel, and the main character has Tourette's syndrome. It received the National Book Critics Award, and it was made into a movie, I believe, starring Nicolas Cage. Certainly, we would like people to think about reading some North Carolina writers, Paul Green's Plant Book, An Alphabet of Flowers and Folklore. And it's a beautiful book of things that he's written about various plants and flowers and native to North Carolina. It's beautifully illustrated with dozens and dozens of color photographs, and then Mr. Green's writing as well.
My name is Bill Rickman. I run, with my wife Ursula, two small independent bookstores on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It's the Island Bookstore in Duck and in Kerala. As you know, over the last several years, we've had a plethora of books about the Founding Fathers, books on Benjamin Franklin and on John Adams and George Washington. And this year, we have a book on sort of like the son of the Founding Fathers, and that's Andrew Jackson, a wonderful, enthusiastic, energetic writer named H.W. Brands, who teaches at the University of Texas. He's written Life and Times of Andrew Jackson. What most of us in these days don't recognize, at least we lay folk, that Andrew Jackson is generally considered our third strongest president, if not the second, and we hardly know much about him any longer. So when I got to it, I couldn't help but be excited to find something about somebody not the Founding Fathers, and found out why he is considered so great. You know, every year we have a lot of what I tend to call novelty gift books. Famously, last year we had one called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss, which was about grammar and punctuation and was sort of light and humorous, but also serious. And this year that same person has written a book called Talk to the Hand. It's about manners, and it takes on the sorry state of modern manners.
This is Nancy Olson, and I'm the proprietor of Quail Ridge Books and Music in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I have a list of suggestions. And the biggest one, the first one on that list, will be Kay Gibbons' new book. This is her new book about Ellen Foster. It's a sequel to that beloved first book of hers. And it's called The World Around Me by Ellen Foster. That is the actual title. And it is about Ellen in high school. And she's as bright and articulate as ever and funny, and it brings you right back into her life and her delightful personality and character. The other one I would recommend, another novel by a local writer also, is called Plum Wine, and it's by Angela Davis Gardner. This is her third novel, and it is beautiful. It's an elegantly written novel about an American in Japan who is confronted with the Hiroshima bombing by America when she meets some of the survivors. And it's just a lovely book. It actually takes place during the Vietnam War. One of our great North Carolina writers is Gail Godwin. She's got two new books. She's got a novel, which is called Queen of the Underworld. And the other one that I'm even more excited about is called The Making of a Writer, Journals 1961 to 63. It's a very beautiful account of her development as a good writer. And I am excited about having two books at the same time from this very fine North Carolina writer.
That's advice from local independent bookstore owners on what titles to look for in the new year. We heard from Peter Mock at McIntyre's in Farrington Village, Linda Barrett-Knopp of Malaprops in Asheville, John Valentine from the Regulator Bookstore in Durham, Kay Grismer at the Country Bookshop in Southern Pines, Bill Rickman from the Island Bookstore in Duck, and Nancy Olson at Quail Ridge in Raleigh. Up next, we'll hear from author Steve Almond about life here on Earth and perhaps in space.